Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss our back-to-back wild and crazy bender weekends, Kevin McHale's sexy confessions, whether or not we're getting Disney Plus, and we give our thoughts on the casting for Little Mermaid Live and the live-action Cinderella. Billy Porter as the fairy godmother? Absolutely. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, you boy.
How is Corey Cool?
How's is hers?
How is hers?
Hers is doing so well. How's is hers?
Hers is doing... She's doing fine. I had a bender of a weekend. I feel like it was like, go, 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 go,
bitch,
go.
I am right there with you. And we're about to go into another bender weekend.
I know. God. Everyone's like, "How you been?" I'm like, I just can't keep up with my social calendar.
No,
to be
I'm
honest.
Like, how's my 34-year-old body going to handle all this?
Yeah, well, bodies weren't made for what we've been up to. What were you up to this weekend? I mean, well,
I was
we
with
both,
you on
you
Friday
were with me
night.
On Friday night, we went to go see Griffin.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. Lots of sparkles in the cannon flares. What was it? Pyrotechnics.
It was giving me Waiting for Tonight J-Lo, a lot of laser lights, pyrotechnics.
Griffin is an EDM DJ-ish, what, right? Is that what you'd call him?
Sure, yeah.
He had a lot of pyro inside a small venue. I thought this doesn't seem safe.
Yeah, a lot of fire, a lot of fireworks, a lot of explosions. I had seen Griffin before at Outside Lands, and it was very teenage boys pushing each other. What are those called? Mosh pits. And so I was like a little bit skeptical going into this, but it was pretty good. It was safe. It was nobody hurt me. So.
Is that what boys do? Does it just push each other?
Yeah, well, teenage boys that are straight that don't have never been loved or know how to love or don't know how to hug, they're like...
and they don't know how to dance, so
they
just push.
They
want to
touch, but they can't hug, so I think pushing is the...
Is that what it is?
Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it's their one excuse to be able to touch another human.
To feel another man's body.
Right, right.
Another sweaty chest on their fist.
Yes. So I didn't have any of that, which was nice, but it was a fun little show. Yeah. It was my second night in a row at that venue, because the previous night we all went to go see Sophie Tucker, which is also like a lot of dancing and it's like more like tropical beats and funkiness, but still like EDM dancey. So
I mean,
Thursday night, Friday night, I was like, oh my God, two nights in a row with this in the exact same stinky, sticky floored venue.
Did you just stay the night?
I should have. When we were leaving, I was like, I wonder what tomorrow's concert is. And then I looked and I was like, oh my God, I'll be back here in 24 hours.
Yeah, quite the club experience.
I was really, yeah, going hog wild.
And now we get to spend this upcoming weekend together, too.
Do we?
In Vegas,
oh, yeah, we
baby.
Do. We do Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby. Yeah, we're going to Vegas. What's on the agenda for Vegas? A lot of partying?
More party. Lady Gaga. Diplo,
yeah,
I think,
see,
maybe.
Oh, we're seeing Diplo?
I thought that's what our group that we're going with texted in the thread. I thought, I don't know, are we?
Oh my God.
I thought, did I'm I tell sure you about, I'm going to get the Venmo bill.
I'm sure. Same too. Did I tell you about my experience with Diplo in London?
Did he dip low in your mouth?
He did not, but I dipped low into his arms and he was not receptive to the hug.
You hugged Diplo?
Maybe I should have mosh pitted him. Maybe that's what he was expecting, but isn't he bi? I feel like he can go for a hug. He's got the emotional capabilities, not, well, not just like a...
Maybe he was thinking, if this kid wants to touch me, he better push me in a mosh pit.
Well, we were in the makeup trailer at the Pokemon movie set when we were both on set for the scene.
Does Diplo play Pokemon Go?
He was not. Well, I don't know if he plays Pokemon Go, but he was the DJ in the underground battle scene in the Pokemon movie.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What song was he playing?
I don't know. It was like a wicka wicka wicka. Maybe it was the theme song to Pokemon. But like,
are we prepared? Are we prepared to do Straight Vegas?
You know, I'm good at... Are we not going to, like, the gay clubs in Vegas when we're in there?
I'm sure we will. We love a piranha moment.
I have no commitment
moment.
To the people I'm going to be there with. I guess it is somebody's birthday, but I don't mind abandoning ship
will
to
you
go
sit
see a gay
at
person.
The table with me and play a little blackjack?
Absolutely. The last time I gambled, I lost $600, so I think it's my turn to win. So,
see, what I do is I just put $100 on the table. Once I go above 100, then I put the 100 back in my pocket, and then I just play with their money, honey.
Yeah, that was my game plan, but I kept losing the 100. So then it was going to be my next 100. It was going to be their 100, eventually their 100. Yeah.
I think that's how they get you.
I left sad. Let's
remember
just say that.
Were you with me that one time where we found a $100 token on the floor?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, maybe that's what's in our future, is finding $100 on the casino floor.
Well, I guess I could have asked my psychic what was in my future if I was going to win.
Maybe you should have.
Well, did you see the video?
Is it up?
It's up. There's a video on my channel where I went to go see a psychic. And
I didn't see it. Did it come out?
She really had a lot of revelations.
Oh, God. That's, bitch, isn't that a chapter of the Bible?
Revelation? I don't know.
Revelations.
She had revelations. The Bible had revelations. What's a revelation?
All of that story's given me reservations.
Mm. Well, we do have a reservation to see Diplo, I think. We're also seeing Enigma. I feel like it's been a long time coming. Are you... what was the last Vegas show you saw?
J-Lo, like 3 years ago.
Are
Two
you
years
serious?
Ago. Yeah,
that's
I don't go to I don't do the Vegas baby 3 times a year like you do.
Oh well, you know me, I love Vegas baby, but
I haven't been back in Vegas since the incident.
The incident?
The incident is
there was an incident.
Okay. The incident was when you got invited to Ashanti's birthday party and didn't show up.
Oh my God! Speaking of Ashanti, I heard that it's her vocals on what's that Ja Rule and J Lo song. Speaking of J-Lo, too.
What's my motherfucking name?
I'm
R-U-L-E?
Is it yeah. I'm Real? Well, I read that people are speculating that it was Ashanti's vocals and not J-Lo's. And so then that somebody asked Ja Rule point blank, and he said, listen, I don't know. I know that I recorded the demo, and my voice is terrible. And then Ashanti recorded the demo so that J-Lo could hear the demo and do... her version, but then they may have kept the vocals of Ashanti and then J-Lo sang over them. So technically it could be Ja Rule, Ashanti, and J-Lo, and he doesn't know. You'd have to ask the mixer.
You're really going to have to get, you're getting the J-Lo fans in a stir.
Well, people say, you know, that she's not a vocalist. I thought she really delivered when we saw her in Vegas, but...
I was into it. I mean, I haven't been back since.
But. I'm ready for her Super Bowl show.
Yeah, we're here for that too.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Okay, so Enigma's on the menu. Do you already know the set list?
No, I don't. And the funny thing is, I'm a big set list Googler before concerts, and my roommate yells at me all the time for doing that. But I just like to know what I'm getting into. But I think with Gaga, I appreciate so much of her discography that I'm just there for the ride.
I also don't mind knowing the set list so that I know when to go get a drink or when to go get a water or
See,
when
that's
to go
true
to
too.
Pee.
I mean, listen, when Jules and Drugs interlude plays, then we're all running to the bathroom.
Right. When J-Lo does her speech about her little coconuts.
Her coconuts.
She did a whole 10-minute monologue about how she calls her kids coconuts. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I got places to be.
I mean, at least like put a countdown up on the top of the teleprompter. One of my friends was saying that they went and saw Celine in concert in Vegas, and they like got up as she was like finishing a song to go pee, and Celine Dion started yelling at, not my friends, but like some woman got up to go pee, and Celine was all, "Hey, you, where are you going?" And
oh my God.
The woman like turned around and started crying because Celine Dion was talking to her. And Celine was all, "Do you gotta go pee pee? That's all right. I'll tell a story until you get back from going pee." And then,
oh my God.
And then proceeded to tell a story until the woman came back from the bathroom. That's nice.
At the slumber party tour, I feel like I used to harass people if they were getting up or going somewhere. I definitely feel like that was a thing I would do.
I feel like at the slumber party tour, we avoided acknowledging anyone who screamed anything in the audience at all times, because that just encouraged more people to have bad behavior. Mm.
I remember once, there's a video of it where I was trying to do the vine at the very end, and I kept fucking it up, and somebody goes, "Okay, let's go."
I think it was me.
No, probably, actually. And oh, I was all riled up. Don't talk to the person who's on stage. This is not participatory.
I feel like
anybody at a concert that like tries to make a moment their moment, I'm like, do you know that you're annoying?
I don't even know if I told you this story, but me and my roommate went to see when Schitt's Creek did this like cast tour where they went to like, I don't know, 8 major cities, and they kind of did like a Q&A panel, and they just told behind the scenes stories of the show, and it was like a lot of the big cast members and blah, blah, blah. And we went in San Francisco, and straight people were so drunk at the end of it that they had like a formal Q&A, and they actually like let people queue up. And I was like, oh my God, this is never going to end.
No.
And then it just turned into like straight women in the balcony that I was in, just screaming questions and yelling and like talking over them when they were answering questions, and just like continually yelling, "Ew, David," and continually like just yelling like, "Alexa, Alexis. And like, I looked at my roommate and I was like, never in a million years. Like, who let these people out of the house? Like, listen, we didn't pay to hear you scream at cast members from Schitt's Creek.
Well, that's what you get if you have alcohol at a show. I feel like people that are allowed to drink at like things like that really get ballsy with what they think they like that think that people are there to hear their banter.
We were in the like upper deck balcony at this venue we went to in the city, and we literally thought this one straight woman was going to like jump off of the balcony to try to get in the line that was like queuing on the main floor, and she was just like screaming like, "What about us up here? This isn't fair." And like, I think everyone in our section was contemplating shoving her over the balcony.
Well, that's one way to get her down. I know that's like my worst nightmare. I'm like, please no, please. When I do like speaking events at colleges, I love to get the questions on paper ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then I read their name and I say, who was this? And they raise their hand and they get their little moment. But then it's not like, you know, it, like at a microphone and people being put on the spot. It's like people get to pre-think their question. Like, I don't like the intensity of you don't know what they're about to ask. You don't know if it's just going to be like, hey, yeah, can I get just a selfie? Like,
can I come up and hug you? Ew, David. No, can you say ew, David? It was a lot. I think literally me and my roommate ended up leaving during the Q&A because we were like, okay, let's beat the Ubers. Like, A, also B, this is a mess. And like, we saw every gay we knew in the city making the same move. And it was just like, all of us looked at each other like, what is this? Who let these people out of the house?
People really were not raised right is what I'm getting from that, to be honest.
You let a mom out of the house on a Friday night and give her like a big gulp of wine? Hello?
Honey, no. Absolutely not.
No. Let's do that to Gaga in the pit. Yeah,
so when we're in the pit at the Enigma Ball or whatever it's called, are we in the pit?
I think so.
Oh, thank God.
We paid a lot for these tickets. I sure hope so.
It was like 2 years ago when we bought the tickets, so I like don't even remember where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing.
I didn't even know what night it was on. I was like, we're flying to Vegas, but I have no idea what night this is.
Well, we'll be there. Hopefully, we'll see some of y'all. I hope. I mean, I'm sure she's just going to, it's like a Vegas show. Surely she's going to do like all the singles. Like, isn't that going to be front to finish?
I hope so. I mean, are there certain songs you really want to hear? Like,
well, I do have a spoiler. Can I say it?
I don't know. Well,
I do know that she's going to play a non-single song that I'm very much looking forward to.
Is it Gypsy?
All I'll say. I'm not going to say what... I'll say it's from the album Born This Way.
Got it. Ooh, I could be into that. I'm hoping it's a Born This Way heavy show.
Oh, same. I'm sure she's going to dive deep into the shallow. I'm sure she's going to give us a million reasons. I think she's going to skip a lot of art pop. That's what she usually does.
I could be fine.
She really acts like that never happened.
As someone who's seen her, this might be my fifth or sixth time. I don't know if I need to hear Just Dance or Poker Face again. And I don't care if they're songs that launched her career.
Well, okay. I like when artists do like a 5-song mashup mix up of like that album. Like,
yeah.
So that we get the gist of the era, but let's keep going.
When Kelly Clarkson did that, she at the show I saw earlier this year, she did like a 6-song of the hits medley and just ripped through 6 classic songs that everybody thought, you're right, I don't know if I need to hear that again.
Speaking of Kelly Clarkson, are you watching her new show?
No, I really considered setting my DVR, but I have not.
Okay. Well, are there, like, have you been watching, like, the Kelly-okies that she's been doing every episode?
Okay, wait. Actually, oh my God. Classic. This is, like, me in a nutshell. I don't know if anyone else does this, but if I'm, like, scrolling on Facebook or Instagram or something on my phone and I see something that I want to remember to look up later, I just screenshot it. And just the other day, yep, here it is. I screenshot a video that was on Facebook that said, watch Kelly Clarkson perform Katy Perry's Roar. I have not watched it yet, but it's still on my list of things to do.
Okay, well then I can't wait to hear your review.
Thank you.
I haven't really watched much of the show itself, but I keep seeing all of her Kelly-okies of like her like covers of songs. I think obviously that's like a great idea, perfect for her. She does it on all of her tours. So I was just curious if you had tuned into any of those.
No, I mean, that's what she's doing as part of her show. She's the musical guest.
I think every show starts with her doing a cover.
Oh God. I guess actually I could be very into that. I guess I should.
Right. I thought that was right up your alley.
Set the DVR. I mean, does she take Twitter requests?
Maybe she does.
Can I message her on Instagram? Like, how does this work?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Corey, are you getting Disney Plus? Like, do you have Netflix? Do you have Hulu? Do you have... What do you have?
I have Netflix. I have Hulu.
Do you pay for it yourself?
I pay for the basic version of Hulu. I pay for Netflix. I don't have, like, HBO. So if anyone wants to, like, DM me their HBO Go password, I mean, I would. Love you. Well, if I have to hear from one more person who's all, you didn't watch Euphoria, I'm like, send me your login. I will watch it.
I'm loving Euphoria.
I have nothing better to do than watch TV.
Are you going to get Disney Plus?
I don't know. I don't know if I need that.
Well, I didn't think I needed it either.
Here's my number one question.
What?
Do they have Enchanted?
So,
is this some sort of Disney Vault moment? Or like things going to come in and out?
No. It's very like the entire vault is open, bitch. Well, did you not see the thread of all of the things that are going on Disney Plus? The Disney Plus Twitter account did a thread, and it was like, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tweets of like each one was a different title that's going to be on the platform. And they really, I was actually like, oh, bitch, like this might
you were be wet for
worth
it.
Getting. Yeah, because it's got all of the Disney Channel, all of the Disney classics, all of...
Wait. Like Disney Channel made for Disney Channel movies?
Disney made for movie or made for Disney Channel movies, TV shows, Disney original, like... In theater movies, all the Pixar movies, all the Marvel movies, all the Star Wars movies, all the National Geographic stuff.
I'll make my roommate pay for it because I pay for the Netflix and the Hulu, so he can pay for the other.
That's fair. I did not know. I don't know if Enchanted was on it. I'm scrolling through the page right now. I see Life Size 2. I see Muppet Babies, all the Muppet movies.
Does it have, like, I guess I would be interested in, like, TV shows from that era.
Yeah. It's got all of That's So Raven.
Does it have Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers? Yes, it does.
It has all the Chip and Dales, like, Rescue Rangers, Rescuers Down Under, you know, all those.
Fievel Goes West?
I don't know about Fievel Goes West.
I don't even know if that's Disney or not, but I love an American tale.
So I at first I was like not about it, but having seen that thread that went like everyone was quote tweeting all the movies that are on it, I was like, oh, maybe.
What's it going to be? $8.99?
I have no clue. I'm curious,
how much does it cost?
You know, I'm clicking it right now.
Thank you.
Oh, please. $6.99 a month.
Oh, bitch.
$70 a year.
If you can lose $600 at a casino, then you can pay for Disney Plus.
It's honestly, it's like not a bad, I don't think it's a bad purchase, because when I'm scrolling through like Netflix and stuff and trying to figure out what we're gonna watch that night, we're always like, ooh, you know what sounds good? Like, and it's always a classic Disney movie that I know we can put on while we're making brunch, and it's like
also
easy to watch.
Also nice because like a lot of those kids, quote unquote kids movies, are gonna be 90 minutes or less.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Yeah. And like they're sure things I know I'm getting myself into, and like rewatchables. Like,
yeah. Did you see they're doing a like, did you see ABC's doing that like live musical televised version of Little Mermaid?
Yes. Who all is in that? Because I have not.
I didn't recognize Ariel or Prince Eric. Those were both new names to me, but okay. Queen Latifah is Ursula. Shaggy is Sebastian.
No.
Yeah, the Shaggy.
Shaggy?
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. John Stamos is the chef. I thought it was funny that they're like advertising the chef, but I'm all like, who's Flounder? Better be Jacob Tremblay.
I'm sure it will be. You know, that's his zhuzh.
Does he sing?
Does Jacob Tremblay sing? Of course, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's a quadruple threat. He's a clown. He's everything you could need.
Singer, actor, dancer, clown.
What does Miranda of Miranda Sings say she is? She says she's like a five threat, and one of them's like, I think mime. I don't know. It's classic Miranda. I don't remember.
I think it is mime. That sounds familiar.
She does miming. Speaking of live actions, have you seen the latest additions to the live action Cinderella that they're making?
No. Is it better than the Brandy Cinderella?
So, the Brandy Cinderella is classic.
Wait,
obviously.
And does Disney Plus have the Brandy Cinderella?
I didn't see that on there. And I think I did see somebody say, where is this? So maybe it hadn't been announced yet, or maybe it is. Maybe it's still yet to be put on there. But Cinderella also is not, it does not have to be Disney, because Disney made Disney made their own Cinderella, but I think the story of Cinderella can be adapted by any studio. So maybe the Brandy Cinderella is not Disney? I don't know.
Have you met anyone named Cinderella?
No, baby. No. Hmm. The new Cinderella is, do you know who plays the new Cinderella?
No. Am I going to know?
Yes. Okay.
Is it Dua Lipa?
You're definitely on the right track. Think pop queen, pop princess. I think you can guess it, honestly, from Pop Princess.
A pop princess?
Yes.
Rita Ora?
No. Younger.
Alessia Cara?
Definitely in that world. You're in the right world. They might be on tour together. I could see that.
Mm. I wish it was Maggie Rogers as Cinderella. Well,
it's not. It's Camila Cabello.
Oh, God.
Well, what does that mean? You're not here for it?
I don't know if I need to hear that.
So you think Brandy will be a better Cinderella than Camila will ever want to be?
Wait.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Brandy did just put out a new song, and I was really into it. I added it to my playlist.
God, one of my exes listened to that one Brandy album on loop.
People say they like her. People say she's great.
There's a couple songs of hers I like. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, she did kill someone. Didn't she?
She did.
Manslaughter. No. Okay, so we got Camila Cabello as Cinderella. As the stepmother, we have Idina Menzel. She's in talks. I don't know if it's confirmed yet.
I like that.
And then to play the fairy godmother, you'll never guess. It's actually, I think, perfect casting.
Oprah.
Billy Porter.
Okay.
I'm
here for that.
I think between
where is
Billy
this
Porter,
airing? What is this?
It's Sony. So maybe I think it's a movie. I don't think it's like a live action or anything. But I'm a little bit like, we've already heard the story. Are you going to give it to us in a different way? Is this the new Spider-Man? Like we don't need 10 versions, a new version every 5 years.
Yeah. Bitch, it ain't even 5 years anymore between the time they're like redoing shit.
And didn't they just do a live action Cinderella recently?
I said, if they want to remake a movie, can we get Face Off?
What's Face Off?
You don't remember Nicolas Cage and John Travolta in Face Off?
I didn't catch it.
Let's take all these movies from the 90s. You didn't see Face Off.
No.
The premise is John Travolta and Nicolas Cage, like one of them's a villain. I think it's Nicolas Cage. Okay. And they like capture him. And then John Travolta's like an FBI agent. And then they take off Nicolas Cage's face and take off John Travolta's face. And they put Nicolas Cage's face on John Travolta so that he can go undercover and like he can like pretend he's a bad guy and he can pretend to be Nicolas Cage so he can like get all these like inside contacts and arrest all these people.
Okay.
And then while he has his face switched, the bad guy wakes up, kills all the people at the like science place, and then makes them put the good guy's face on him. So then they've technically swapped faces.
The old Freaky Friday.
Yeah, but with like a facelift moment. And it's just, I mean, can we get a face off with like
me and you?
No.
If you had my face for a day, what would you do?
I said, you know how they're making all these movies like Ocean's 11, but with women. And like, what was that? What
was that other one? We need a women's face off.
We need a women's face off with like Sandra Bullock.
Sure.
And like Melissa McCarthy.
Okay. I'm in. I feel like that's, there's potential there.
A face off with Rihanna and Rita Ora.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can we get a Con Air remake with, I guess I just want all Nicolas Cage remakes.
What's Con Air?
You don't know Con
Air.
Oh
my God. I think I remember Con Air. We rented it.
Con Air is where the song How Do I Live.
How do I live?
Yes. Trisha Yearwood.
That isn't that where they are like transporting prisoners?
Yes.
And the prisoners escape on the plane.
Yes. And then
And snakes on a plane, but with prisoners,
with inmates. And it's inmates. Like, and it's like, but Nicolas Cage just got caught in between because he was a good guy who did one bad thing, but he's on the same flight home. And so he's got to really get everyone back in line and save the day.
Well, who's going to play Nicolas Cage in that?
Who's
a bad guy with a good heart? Somebody that can really...
Probably Camila Cabello.
Probably. Maybe. Camila Cabello in Con Air.
Yes.
Sure.
Camila Cabello in the remake of Con Air. Coming
to
you,
I'm finding,
2023.
What I'm finding is I really loved movies set on planes. I loved Snakes on a Plane. I loved Con Air.
I did love Snakes on a Plane. I thought... Well, I saw... Where did I...
I loved Air Force One. Whew.
Yeah, bitch. We should have more plane movies.
Why not?
I saw a tweet or something that said, fuck, I just lost.
That's what it said? Wow.
I just lost my train of thought. Oh, no, it said something about, it was saying that the movie Speed, because the movie and Speed happened, that somebody invented cruise control in cars. And I thought, is that really what invented cruise control?
Is that because, like, how J-Lo made Google Images?
Well, I don't know, but like, if you think about it, Sandra Bullock didn't have cruise control in the movie Speed. She had to all keep her foot down or something. I don't know.
Okay.
So like, I was thinking, anyways, I saw that tweet and I thought, should I get really stoned and watch Speed? Is Speed going to be on the new Disney Plus? Does Speed hold up? It was a good movie.
I'd like to watch it. I don't know. I don't remember. I never caught that one, really.
Would you rather watch Speed or take Speed?
Oh my God. What is Speed the drug? I don't really know what that is.
I don't either. I just feel like in high school, they were all kids these days. Nowadays, they're taking Speed.
Oh my
God. And I thought, what is it? Ritalin? I'm like, okay.
Well, I don't know what Speed is, to be honest. But my last thing I wanted to bring up was, did you see the Kevin McHale drama? Not drama, but like he was all over the news because he confessed to a whole bunch of things. He did this tweet. Do you know Jared Gelman, our friend?
Yeah.
So Jared Gelman tweeted a meme that was like, for all these things, you get a different amount of money that you've done. So like, number one, if you've masturbated, add $100 to your total. If you suck dick, add $200 to your total. If you ate pussy,
link
add $300
me to this
to your
tweet.
Total.
I want to see how rich I am.
Well, the tweet has been deleted.
Oh, stupid. Why? Why?
Well, I don't know. But Kevin replied to the tweet and said, I got 14 out of 14. I'm rich. I got all the money. So the Daily Mail or like Mirror or whatever the UK, whatever the hell, did a whole article about it. And it was like this big news story because the headline is Celebrity X Factor, which we'll get to. Did you know he's on Celebrity X Factor right now?
No. What?
Yeah, I know. Kevin McHale. Glee.
In what country?
In the UK.
Is this like when Jesse J won?
Yes, won The Voice or whatever. The
Voice
hell.
In Thailand or something?
And then they turned around and nobody knew it was her? Yes. Anyway, Kevin McHale, who has been in a boy band, who was
is
on
Kevin
Glee.
Kevin McHale on The Masked Singer?
No, he's not on The Masked Singer. He's on Celebrity X Factor.
Okay.
Anyway, the headline is Celebrity X Factor's Kevin McHale confesses to threesomes, risky sex, public masturbation. So I was going to ask you to add up your total.
Well, give me the tweet, baby.
I'm going to have to find the tweet another time because I just went to click open the tweet and it's been deleted.
Wow.
It's been deleted.
Quite the cliffhanger.
So what I'm going to do, since we are all out of time, the cliffhanger will be, If you're listening this far and you want to find your total, we would like to, Corey and I were both, we'll do the thing, we'll do the tweet, we'll say our totals, and we want you guys to tell us your totals, okay? So find us on Twitter. Corey, where can people find you?
I am at Speed Queen 4.
Uh-huh.
103.
I'm Diplo's whore. Yep. That's it. Diplo's whore, yep. Hit me up, and you guys, we'll tweet out the meme and see how much money we'll make from all the things that we've done.
Does this result in me getting any actual money?
Maybe. Who knows?
All right.
I think somebody might give you their HBO Go password.
Oh, actually, so yeah, yeah.
That might be worth it.
If that's what comes from this episode, count my lucky stars.
Yeah, well, okay, great. No, the list, I'm looking at there's a write-up about the list right now. It says things include sent nudes, make a video, took a facial, ate ass. He said he got 14 out of 14. I say, God bless him. Good for him.
How much money was that? $8,004?
I don't know. Eight pussies, $300. That's not a lot.
Well, there's $300 I'll never see.
Well, there's still time. You're young. 34 and still alone.
Does that count like if you like rub your face in like a cat's furry belly? Because you know that's fun.
I don't know. We gotta go. Corey, I'll see you next time.
Later.
I'll see you in Vegas. I hope you don't die.
Waking up in Vegas.
Wish us luck.